Monroe County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Gladys Devane. In 1963, I moved to Bloomington, Indiana to pursue a master's degree. At that time, Bloomington consisted of two very different and separate worlds, the university world and the non-university world. Within these worlds was a white world and a black world. Different worlds, different attitudes, different rules. So as a newcomer, I had to figure out how to navigate these worlds. There was no rule book, no guide to social behavior in Bloomington, and no public display of Jim Crow. But once I stepped off campus, there was that feeling of uneasiness, an underlying sense that boundaries did exist. And in moving around town, often this was evidenced not by what was said, but rather by how I was treated. The subtle dismissiveness, the disparaging looks, the obvious display of double standards. For example, my first visit to Nick's English Hut was a Friday evening after my last class. Nick was the local hangout for most graduate students. Jean and I, along with 10 other students, walked into Nick's. Jean and I were the only two blacks in the group, and we were the only two in the group required to show IDs. There were numerous other similar incidents. Often upon entering a business establishment, I was followed or watched, but seldom offered assistance by a host or clerk. There were few, if any, people of color working in off-campus establishments. And the further away from campus we moved, the more overt racial intolerance seemed to become. Like most, if not all, blacks, I felt as if I was in the world of Bloomington, but not a part of the world of Bloomington. I felt a disconnect. There were no signs. No one ever barred me from entering their establishment, but I, as most blacks, was aware of the unwritten laws that governed social interaction. So for the most part, blacks didn't frequent white bars and clubs or places of entertainment. We knew we weren't welcome, and often we were excluded from the private parties and social gatherings of those with whom we worked, unless the event was a company-sponsored event. So, we created our own social life. We organized house parties, game nights, pitch-in dinners, card parties in each other's homes, and we had the hole, or the Black Elks, as some called it, where we would meet to eat, to dance, and just hang out, to get away from being black in Bloomington. The hole still stands on the west side of Bloomington, but it has long since closed. The building was bought by a man not of color. Each time I drive by the hole, I think of how different times were then, how times have changed. Back then, the black community had its own annual signature social events. And that's a story for next week.
Tune in next week for part two of this bicentennial story.